on track mentally and physically. Although Jason and Evan were diligent in their preparations and training, one major roadblock existed that they did not know how to adequately mitigate. Their job as domestic airline pilots kept them away from home on average 2 weeks or more per month. Traveling by air limited their abilities to take along bug-out bags, as most people who traveled to work by car or truck could. A pilot typically carried only 3 bags for an overnight trip. One was a flight case, which was a rectangular case usually made of leather or heavy nylon. The flight case was used to carry charts and manuals that were legally required for flight operations, as well as a few items such as a flashlight, batteries, and an aviation headset. There were not many options for utilizing this bag any further, as it was already packed to its capacity with the required items. Their main suitcase was a carry-on-sized rollerboard containing clothes and hygiene items. The third bag was a cooler-type lunch bag. Both Evan and Jason had one additional item in this bag, a Sig Sauer P229 chambered for the 40 Smith & Wesson cartridge. After the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, Congress authorized the establishment of the Federal Flight Deck Officer, FFDO, program. The FFDO program was implemented as part of the Department of Homeland Security and the U.S. Air Marshal Service, allowing trained pilots to carry firearms. Being defensive-minded individuals and prior military, both Evan and Jason attended the training at their own expense and their time off and became deputized as FFDOs. This program was a huge benefit for Evan and Jason. It allowed them to feel as if they continued to serve their fellow Americans after leaving the military. It also gave them an advantage if they were away from home working if, or when, a SHTF, shit hits the fan, event occurred. This was the only way a traveling pilot could take a weapon on the road. The TSA security screening at every airport would prevent them from even having nail clippers, much less a firearm. Traveling crew members regularly swapped planes and are often reassigned to different flights, so checking a bag was simply not an option. In parts of the country where the Second Amendment was severely restricted, like Chicago and New York, the federal status of the FFDO program trumped state and local law. This allowed them to always have their duty weapons in their possession at their hotels during their overnight layovers. Each of them also carried an extra box of 50 rounds of duty ammo, along with their official duty loadout of their issued magazines. They knew the loaded magazines alone, though more than adequate for the intended purpose of the program, would not get them very far if things took an ugly turn after some sort of event. Jason lived a little more than an hour away from Columbus, in Zanesville, Ohio. Evan, however, had to commute to work by flying out of the Tri-Cities Airport in Bristol, Tennessee, or the McGee-Tyson Airport in Knoxville. Once at work, their schedules often consisted of mostly 4-day trips that kept them on the road, figuratively speaking, on overnight layovers in company-provided hotels in a different city each night. As of late, the country had been in an almost daily decline. The current administration had been pushing more and more expensive social programs on the country in what appeared to be an attempt to intentionally break the back of the economy through debt and taxes. In what had become a quarterly debate on raising the already staggering national debt ceiling, the president immediately cut off food stamps and other government entitlement programs. He blamed the opposing party and various constitutional and libertarian-minded groups who champion smaller government due to their resistance to the increasing debt. This divided the country even further, causing small riots and acts of violence all across the country. It was a nation at a tipping point and seemed that any day the country would plunge into a state of emergency. All it needed was the right nudge. Feeling the inevitable, Evan and Jason started bidding for trips at work together. When they got schedules with other crews, they did whatever they could to swap and trade around with other pilots in an effort to line their trips up as best as possible. Knowing that their family's security plans depended on the two of them making it back, they were determined to strengthen the odds by working together as much as possible. They both started packing their rollerboard luggage accordingly as well. It was October, and cooler weather had begun to prevail in many parts of the country that they frequented. They had discussed the best way to pack for work and to bug out at the same time. Their uniforms, which were made like business suits with the associated dress shoes, would not be of much use to them in a survival situation. Since they had limited space to pack, they decided that casual-looking hiking boots would fit the bill for footwear. They could be worn with regular clothes and not look out of place. Also, in the event of having to stomp sod for any extended period of time trekking home,